broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Here with rugby coach here in Pendleton, Coach Kurt Trout, here for the ASN Coaches Show. But Coach, thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So, for the season, you had your first game back a couple weeks ago up there in Fort Wayne. How did that match go for your team?
Well, I felt like it went really well. We had a lot of things to take away to work on, which is always good early in the season, but we also had success. I think we had six different players score, which usually shows how balanced your attack can be. And it wasn't until, you know, we kind of put in some stranger lineups, like we got some guys maybe playing out of place that they had a chance to score. So, and we're playing a very good St. Ignatius team out of Cleveland. So it's always nice to get a good win early, nice team win, and it was a team win. It was good.
So with that game, it was a couple weeks ago, gives your team enough time to really practice and develop. But what have you seen out of your team so far just growing from the beginning of the year?
Well, I think last week on Wednesday, we had a really good practice, and the coaches and I had a chance to talk about what made it a great practice. But our communication was by far the best it's been since we've had a high school program here. Guys are understanding what they're supposed to do, but that they're also communicating to the other guys on the field. And we're thinking plays ahead now instead of what's happening right now. And it was fun to watch. It was a lot of fun to coach. And when things like that are happening, you know, the kids like being at practice, the coaches like being at practice, and like everyone's having a good time. But all the while we're working, and those things really help pay off. And we worked on some of the things that, like I said, we needed to from our first game, and look forward to seeing how that translates this coming Saturday.
And as you mentioned, this Saturday you travel to Avon. That's a game last year. It was a very tight competition. So what can you expect out of a team like Avon?
Well, they're always athletic. They're coached well, but even more than their coaching, their athletics, they can do things that some other programs can't do. You think you've got someone tackled, and then they're out and scoring a long try. Like last year we jumped out to a 10-0 lead. It didn't feel very safe, and it wasn't. They came back to go up 15-10 on us, and then we got a ball down in the corner, and Skylar Altair scored the game-tying try. We were able to push over the kick in dead time to win 17-15. So it was a last-second victory. We snatched it out of defeat because we kind of had a middle-of-the-game lull against some really good players. So a lot of those players have graduated, so we don't know what this year's team's going to look like, but we can anticipate that they're going to be a very athletic team that likes to tackle and likes to run hard.
So this week, it's really kind of the start of getting your team into that full-swing game and practice scenario. But what is your favorite part about rugby season?
Without question, practices are my favorite part. I'm weird. I'm that way in football. I'm that way in rugby. It's my favorite part because it's kind of like the chess game, trying to get your pieces prepared and thinking steps ahead and what are you going to need this week? What's your game plan going to be? So all the planning stuff, and I know a lot of coaches the same way, the planning part's the best part. Because by the time you play on game day, most of the planning should be done, and if it's done, the game can take care of itself. Players are making their own decisions for the most part. Coaches are there to help guide and make some suggestions, but for the most part, it should be. The hay should be in the barn, to borrow one from Coach Richmond, and that the favorite part is getting ready for that.
But as you're talking, also coaching the football team as well on the defensive side, but how do you like seeing some football players coming up in the spring to be able to play rugby as well?
Well, we get a chance to work tackling all the time, and it's really in a controlled environment. Most of our tackling is done in close proximity. It's done understanding that the purpose is to tackle. So a lot of our players really get a chance to work that technique, which is the same technique that we have in football with a lot of the tackles that we make are very similar in what we practice in the spring. So it's great reps for those guys. So I love seeing our defensive guys out there doing it. You know, for some of the offensive line types, and you would be able to attest to this, some of our offensive line types is good for them out there, not only for the tackling, but also for the conditioning and the constant pace of play, which, you know, a lot of times we'll play with some tempo, And that's not a daunting thing for some of the bigger guys. So a lot of benefit to the fall sport footballers there when we do our routine throughout the spring.
So April, a very busy month for you guys, but what is your overall schedule looking like for the month of April?
Well, like you mentioned, it's our kickoff. So this weekend on Saturday, we play Avon at Avon, and I'm not looking too far ahead, but the following week is a pretty big game for us. It's Westfield, which has just always been a great game. No matter who the favorite is in the game, it's always a great game. So we'll be hosting them on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And that's on the, if my memory serves me right, the 15th. That's a Friday. So we'll host them then and really be able to evaluate where we're at based on that game, because they're usually a mirror image of us, and we'll see how far we've come in this offseason.
But as you're mentioning, you guys return home there on the 15th against Westfield, a big game. But for people out there trying to catch a game right there in the heart of Pendleton.
Yeah, it's a great venue. We're there at the baseball or the sports complex there on 615 Falls Park Drive, and we're in the back where the Junior Football League plays their games. We got one of our sets of goalposts up this last weekend, and people will notice that they look a little different than the football goalposts, which is neat. But we're it's a great venue. A lot of teams that visit us love our complex, and what's not to love about it? It's surrounded by woods. It's in the park, and it's a beautiful complex. So a lot of people will come out and watch that, and for the first time, and really be surprised. And then some people really like us will feel like we're at home, because that's where we're at every day.
But you've been able to coach multiple groups. But what has been special or unique about this group so far this season?
Well, our rugby IQ is off the charts. I mean, for a high school team that's 3 years old, now 4 years old. It's our IQs off the charts. We can talk about things. Doesn't mean we're perfect by any means, don't get me wrong, but we can still talk about things concept wise, and it translates onto the field. If we want to fix something, we can really lean on those seniors who've played the most high school rugby for us and done a really good job. And then some of the younger guys who've played a lot can fill in the gaps there. So the IQ of this group is what has made them so much fun. I've gone back and I've looked at some old film from previous squads that I've coached that might have better athletes on it, or might, you know, have had some advantages in some areas. None of them had the rugby IQ that this group did. And I think it goes back to that first game we played against St. Ignatius. We scored, you know, the opening kickoff, we kicked a 50-22, which is a new rule in rugby this year, where if you kick the ball from behind your 50 or the 50 on your side and you kick it out beyond the 22, which is like the 25-yard line in football, and you get the line out. Typically, if you kick the ball out of bounds, the line out is given to possessions given away. Well, we did that, and we kicked it down to the 10-meter line, and within 2 minutes of the game, we got the big guys running their big man offense against at the goal line. So just some things that we are able to do make it fun and make this group unique, and it goes back to the rugby IQ. It's been a lot of fun to do that.
Well, Coach Trout, thank you for joining me.
Well, I appreciate you having me in.
Next up, we'll be live with boys varsity head baseball coach Matt Vosburgh to take an overview look from opening week last week, as well as a week preview. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com.
Lots of laughs are coming your way from WEEM's newest podcast,
AKA Comedy.
I'm Aubrey Cook.
I'm Kennedy Quinn, and we are Aubrey, Kennedy, and Comedy.
You can find us on our website at 917WEEM.org or anywhere podcasts can be found.
Check us out for your bi-weekly dose of comic relief.
Back to the ASA Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
This is the ASA Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. Joining us for our first live segment of our first spring edition show is Arabians baseball coach Matt Vosburgh. Hey, thank you for joining us.
Hey, happy to be here.
So the Arabians played three games to start off the opening week. back-to-back games against conference competitor Newcastle and a non-conference game up in Selma against the Wapahani Raiders. Now, Pittenweim Heights starts off the season 0-3, but those three losses had to have taught your younger core lessons and experience. What did you learn about your team this past week?
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of guys had opportunities last week that may not have had those same opportunities in a normal season. You know, there's a lot of, kind of external issues that are going on within the team in terms of injuries, in terms of, you know, eligibility standards. And so, you know, we've got some guys now that have an opportunity to really kind of get that experience that, like we said, wouldn't have happened normally. And so, you know, to get those guys out there and to get their first taste of varsity ball, which is, you know, pretty much the case of our entire team. You know, we're very young overall. Only returned a few guys that had varsity experience, but you know, there were a lot of positives out of last week. You know, we scored pretty well last week. Our offense looked really good, especially at times. We struggled on the mound a little bit, which that was to be expected considering where we were missing guys, you know, to start this season. And so I really expect our guys to bounce back this week after kind of seeing just exactly what it takes to be successful on a varsity field.
Now, the first game of the season was over in Trojan territory as the Ravens fell in this game at 17-8. But Pittenweim Heights had a great start to the ball game as the Ravens tagged on a couple of runs in that first inning off a home run from senior Caleb Frakes. Score was 2-2 after one inning. Pittenweim Heights went on to add two more runs in the third and fourth inning to lead 6-2. But what did you see out of your guys to open up the season in that game?
I mean, you can't really start a season a whole lot better than we did. You know, those first three innings, and we kind of talked about it, you know, towards the end of last week, is like, we know we've got it. You know, we know we've got what it takes to score. And you know, in addition to what you'd mentioned, you know, we were facing a guy that's going to IU next year, you know, that a pitcher, you know, a guy that really knows how to handle himself on the mound. And we responded and came out on fire. I mean, there was energy in the dugout. We were excited to be there. It was baseball, and it was fun. It was our first game of the year. We've been practicing for, since October for the most part, you know, and conditioning. And so it was finally good to get out there, and all that energy just kind of, culminated into that really hot start for us. When they got into our bullpen a little bit, we didn't continue that strong presence on the mound as, you know, what we started off. Spencer gave us really strong innings to start that game. We kind of let the way that the trajectory of the game dictate our emotions the second half of that game. You know, once something started to maybe not fall our way, we made a couple errors in the field, and that kind of carried over to the plate, and we didn't have the same approach moving forward. We didn't make adjustments offensively, and so, you know, I think that was, again, it goes back to your point earlier about that being a good learning moment for us. You know, we've got to have a strong seven innings. We can't just have a strong three. You know, the game is going to be won. You've got to play all seven innings. There's no running off the clock in baseball. You've got to make 21 outs to win the baseball game.
So although the result not exactly what you wanted, you still had some solid hitting, especially with Caleb Franks leading off the game with that big blast to the outfield. And then Clayton and Turner also had a couple of hits, and Franks able to bring in a couple RBIs. But not only out of those two, but what did you see collectively out of your team in the batter's box?
Yeah, so we're very similar when we go in terms of the type of hitters that we have, especially 4 through 8. We just want to make sure that we're putting quality at bats together. You know, batting average is one thing, but that only tells half the story. You know, are we moving guys around the bases? Are we, you know, making the pitchers pitch? You know, we're not just getting up there, grounding balls out with one pitch and being done. You know, we want to put quality at bats together, and I think that we had a lot of quality at bats. In fact, if you look at the first three games, we actually have a higher quality at bat percentage than every one of our opponents. We're seeing a lot of pitches. We're putting balls in play for the most part. We just got to get those right pieces to fall at the right time, and I think that's going to come.
And then your second game brought that conference game back here to Bill Stout Field. Fell up a little bit short there, 13-5, but Clint Miller got the call to go to pitch for your guy, the Arabians. But just a young talent, went through four innings, only allowing five strikeouts with only three hits. What did you see out of the young talent on the mound?
Well, Clint's a competitor through and through. I think that's one of the best ways to describe him. He hates to lose. And there was he kind of came in, and there's nothing for him to lose, right? He's a sophomore coming in a tough spot on the varsity roster, which he earned. He earned that spot. He earned the opportunity to get out there and be on the mound for us. And we had nothing but good things to say about Clint. That kind of what makes what happened the next day even more difficult, you know, him getting injured in practice. And so we'll be out him for a while. It's just been one of those seasons so far where we're having our adversity early this year. You know, every year, and we kind of talked about it as a team, you know, every team's going to experience adversity at some point throughout the course of the season. And if we can knock that out of the way and we respond well here coming forward in the next couple of weeks, you know, we'll really see, you know, we talked about this is the best opportunity for a success story you've ever had. You start 0-3 and you experience some difficulties in terms of injuries to start the year, and then you come back as strong as possible at the end of the season. That's a heck of a story to be written. You know, that's what we want our story to be this year, and so that's what we've been working on and preaching on these last few days in practice.
So for the third and final game of the week, the Ravens took a road trip to Wapahani High School to take on the Raiders. Now, it was another struggling start for Piddle Knights as Wapahani opened the game 5-0 through those first couple innings. Now, the Raiders went on to tag runs on the board through mainly every inning and sealed the deal from home 10-3. But looking out the mound once again, three seniors pitched for the Ravens in this game: Matthew Rourke, Sam Connor, and Dalton Ground. Now, Rourke pitched a little over three innings, allowing four hits, along with six strikeouts, and Ground's sole inning, he had a couple of strikeouts. But what did you see from your seniors in this non-conference game?
Yeah, so Sam got that start that game. He struggled a little bit. But like we said, when someone struggles, we would depend on the next guy to come in and pick each other up. And so Matt provided a huge spark for us that game. His opening night didn't go the way that he wanted in terms of, you know, his performance on the mound, and he'd be the first to say that. There were a couple of errors on his backside that didn't help him out too much. But on Friday night, he was locked in, and he brought energy in a moment when we needed it. And not just on the mound. If you look at his box score at the plate, he was 2-for-2 with a couple of real strong line drives for us and getting some momentum for us going offensively. So he was kind of a one-man show on Friday night in terms of energy, both on the mound and at the plate. And so I was really proud of Matt, how, you know, he got out there and did exactly what we needed him to do in that moment. And then Dalton Ground got his first taste of varsity baseball, too, and gave us a really solid inning to close out that game from our perspective.
With that being said, that's going to be the end of our first segment here with Coach Fosper. But when we come back, we'll take a look and to see what this week has to offer for Arabian baseball. You'll see the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
It's hard to believe that in 1972, fewer than 300,000 girls played high school sports in the U.S. It's true. Today, more than 3 million girls play high school sports, and it's all thanks to Title IX. When Title IX passed 50 years ago, it created a level playing field for women and girls in high school athletic programs. I'm Sandra Walter, a proud Brookville Greyhound. And I'm Carrie Rosati, a proud Roncalli Royal. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. We're also former athletic directors, so we understand the impact that high school sports have on the lives of teenage girls and how Title IX has paved the way for generations of female student athletes across the country, including right here in Indiana. Playing high school sports opens doors for girls on the playing field and beyond. We're both living proof that when girls are given the chance to play, they're given the chance to thrive.
This is empowerment. This is opportunity. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
This is the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. Coach Vosberg with us once again. Coach, the Ravens once again have the same circuit as last week, two back-to-back conference games, as well as a non-conference game later in the week. But this time, the Ravens will face off against the Yorktown Tigers tomorrow evening, as well as Wednesday. Now, Yorktown is off to a simple 2-0 start to begin their season. Both wins against Delta, 8-0, and then 4-2. But in your eyes, what are a few things to point out about that Yorktown squad?
Well, they've got a couple of really strong pieces there at Yorktown. They've got a guy, Jacob Pruitt, who really dominated. And if you look at his stats from the weekend, I think he had 15 strikeouts over 7 innings, just over 100 pitches, so he's really efficient over those 100 7 innings. And so, you know, if he ends up towing the rubber, depending on when we actually play Yorktown, you know, there is some weather coming in this week, and so that could affect in terms of the rotation in terms of when guys pitch. You know, they pitch on Saturday, so throwing 100 pitches coming back on Tuesday is not too feasible, so we wouldn't expect to see him tomorrow. There's a chance he could throw a little bit on Wednesday, though. So, you know, that's the pitching that doesn't worry us too much, to be honest with you. You know, we're gonna go after whoever's on the mound. You know, the same with Newcastle. You know, we actually kind of were more up and ready to hit against their dudes instead of the guys that we maybe should have hit a little bit more. So we just need to make sure that our focus is always the same in the box. You know, we're trying to have a gap to gap approach, just making sure that the ball gets back up the middle, hitting the ball where it's pitched, and hustling out of the box. You know, if we do those small things, it doesn't matter who's on the mound. We're gonna put together good at bats and get the job done.
So now that this crew already has a couple of conference games under the belt, how big will it be to get things rolling, shifting on throughout the season?
Yeah, one of the goals always is to win conference. You know, it's not like we walk into the season and we're like, you know what, I think we're going to go for third in conference this year. You know, we want to win every conference. We want to win every game, but we want to win every conference game too. even more so. So, you know, coming off the 0-2 start last week, you know, it's obviously a focus for us to get on the right track. And I think once we kind of have that good feel and that good vibe for us, I think the team has a real opportunity to kind of really get moving in the right direction and maintain that pace.
So today your practice was a varsity-only practice. Now it's the JV and freshman season kind of rolling through. But how did that varsity practice go, just really getting prepared for this doubleheader conference matchup for both Tuesday and Wednesday?
You know, we had a really good couple of days of practice. You know, Saturday morning we got the varsity out, and it was a tough practice. You know, we put them through the ringer, and we pushed them a little bit more so than we've been pushed a little so far this year in terms of just physical, you know, endurance, in terms of mental capacity. We wanted to make sure that we were making them uncomfortable on Saturday, because we found ourselves in uncomfortable situations last week and we didn't respond. And so I wanted us to kind of get in that mindset that, hey, we can still perform and we can still be successful even when things aren't going our way or we're uncomfortable physically or mentally. And so, you know, I thought Saturday we really responded well. You know, I don't doubt how much our guys care. You know, that is not any it doesn't even enter my mind at all. Our guys love that Arabian jersey across their chest. They love going out and playing for their families and for their fans and for this town. And, you know, it was almost to the point where we needed to take a step back. Like, we're almost putting too much pressure on ourselves to go out and perform instead of just going out and playing baseball. And so that was kind of the change of tone over the last couple of days. Like, look, we're going to find ourselves in uncomfortable situations. We just got to make sure we keep the game simple. It's just baseball. That's all we're playing. We're just playing a game. And to go out and have fun is going to lead us to having better success on the field than putting all that pressure on ourselves.
And then Saturday, you're going to wrap up this week's baseball schedule against Hamilton Southeastern at home for an evening matchup there Saturday. They are coming in 2-1 so far. They lost their first season opener, but since bounced back for two wins after that. But what can you expect out of a team like Hamilton Southeastern?
Well, Hamilton Southeastern, they're not really a small ball type of team. You know, they're going to do things the little things the right way. They're going to back up bases correctly. They're going to be in the right positions, but they're going to hit. You know, so we've got to come out and hit spots as a pitching staff against a team like HSC. And really, I mean, that's really the recipe for any team that you face. But especially, they're going to capitalize on any little small mistake that you make on the mound or defensively. You know, they're going to take backside bases. They're going to drive balls to the gap. And so we've got to make sure that we're getting in our correct cuts. We're in the correct positions on the field, and that our pitches are dialed in.
So now with a few games off the chart, what are a few things you want this team to work on heading into this week?
Honestly, the entire focus for us was just have fun this week. We've got to make sure that when we get out in the baseball field, that everything else around us quiets down. We focus on just each other as a team, that we focus on having fun, and we keep the game simple. We've been practicing for months, and this is the, you know, as juniors and seniors primarily on that varsity team, they've been playing this game for 17, 18 years, some of them, right? They know how to play the game of baseball. So we've just got to make sure that we get back to that kind of backyard mentality where we just went out and played some wiffle ball and had some fun. And that's kind of been our message this week. And so we've done some things in practice competition-wise, and like I said, kind of getting us uncomfortable, just making sure that we understand that no matter what's going on, we can still go out and perform and play our game of baseball. So, you know, that was the focus for us this last couple of days of practice. And, you know, whenever we get back out in that field, whether it be tomorrow or if the rain pushes us back, it doesn't matter. We're going to go out and ready to go.
So now this is sort of a spoiler in our final segment with Athletic Director Mr. Chad Smith. Is that on our first winter edition of this show, I asked him what his daily routine and tasks were like as our school's athletic director. You know, he went on to say, you know, it's a different thing every single day. And I asked him a similar question, and he agreed that it's a new thing every day. But one thing he does and repeats quite often is checking the weather. Now, so far this week, there's a 90% chance of rain for tomorrow, Wednesday, along with a 40% chance of snow on Saturday night. Now, with you being involved in the baseball coaching staff for around 10 years and being the head coach for a couple, how do you go and work through practices and studying for the next games, you know, with weeks that have big chances of washouts such as this week?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And we have to anticipate playing tomorrow. Like, we can't go into tonight being like, well, we'll have tomorrow off. You know, we've got to plan our bullpens. We've got to make sure that our guys are ready to go, because as anyone from Indiana knows, that 90% chance of tomorrow could be a sunny day for 12 hours. You know what I mean? So if we have an opportunity to get the game in, we're going to get the game in. And, you know, we want to make sure that it helps everybody to stay on a schedule. It helps schools. It helps staffing. It helps our team. It helps our planning. So, you know, if there's any shot at all to get the field ready tomorrow, we're going to get that game in. So we can't practice with the understanding that we might not play tomorrow. We have to practice with the the knowledge or the idea that we are going to get that game in. Otherwise, you find yourself caught, you know, red-handed. Well, I didn't expect to play. Here we go. Now we got to go get ready for a baseball game. And so, you know, when practices need to be rescheduled, that's the easy part. But trying to get back up for a game that you think is not going to be played, that's as difficult as it comes. So, you know, we're anticipating playing tomorrow and Wednesday. We've run our bullpens with that understanding. If something changes tomorrow, then we'll adjust. So, you know, it's kind of like our approach at the plate. We have to think fastball, then adjust to a curveball that we see, right? We can't be thinking we're going to get something slower and then try to speed our bats up. So we can't be thinking tomorrow we might not play and then try to speed ourselves up and play baseball. We've always got to be thinking, being on the attack and ready to play.
Well, Coach Fosberg, thank you for joining us for this Coach's Show, and good luck the rest of the week.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
But when we come back, Coach Rob Davis will be joining us to take a look at the girls' softball season so far, as they had their opening week last week. And, of course, another week preview coming into this week. You'll listen to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style, with women, men, and children's haircuts, skincare, and spa services. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Is Live 2 boring for you?
Well, that changes now.
Tune in to The Conversation with Music and Mayhem.
Every Tuesday through Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. 91.7 WEEM.
Commissioner Neidig, can I have a quick word?
Of course, Governor. What can I do for you?
Well, I just want to say thank you.
For what, sir?
For your service.
Well, Governor, you're welcome, and you know that I'm incredibly passionate about what we do at the IHSAA.
Oh, I do, and I share your passion. Without the IHSAA, we'd be without something incredibly important to our state's culture and to me, the boys and girls basketball state tournaments.
Without Hoosier hysteria, Indiana just wouldn't be Indiana, would it?
You're absolutely right, it wouldn't. And after all these years, I still can't seem to prepare myself for the excitement of the tournaments.
Governor, the only way you can prepare for Hoosier hysteria is by getting your ticket.
Paul, you know I'll be the first in line.
Nobody does basketball like Indiana. This is high school basketball. This is Indiana. This is your IHSAA.
ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show. Now joining us, girls softball head coach Rob Davis. Got your season kicked off last week. All of your games coming on the road, but starting out 2-0. What did you see from your ladies last week?
We need to get better. I mean, we're you know, they've worked hard since January, you know, since we started the conditioning. You know, we came out, and there's some things that we didn't do. There's some things that we didn't do well, but there's also some things we did very good that won the ball game for us.
So a nice win against Westfield Thursday, 13-5 finish. Eliza Finley had a stellar performance pitching, allowing only 2 hits on 4 innings. But what did you see out of her performance there pitching for you guys?
Well, she was consistent. She only threw, like, 50 pitches maybe in them 4 innings. So she was in control of her pitches, which was a good thing, because, you know, we weren't really sure what was going to happen or how the ball was going to move. They couldn't feel the fingers. It was pretty chilly out. And like she said, for 4 innings, she pitched 50 pitches, you know, so she did a really good job of pitching ahead instead of pitching behind, which, you know, is what we're trying to do the entire time.
So Haley Brunemer, she's one of your big returning seniors for this squad. She went 3 of 3 against Westfield with 4 RBIs. But what did you see out of her offensive production?
Well, she's seen the ball. She's seen the ball really well for just getting out and, you know, not seeing any live pitching. So she did she did a really good job. And I forget, we had about 18 hits, I believe. If you look at it, just coming top of my head, I think we had 18 hits. And you know, we put the barrel on the ball, and, you know, when we do that, we're going to score runs.
So your team had a quick turnaround Friday night against a top-tier Shenandoah Grove team. Now, it took an extra inning, but your squad got the job done, 8-6. How did your team come through when it mattered the most?
Well, and that's where I'm talking about. We got to get better. You know, we gave up four runs in that first inning. And, you know, it was a big game. You know, we were excited. They were excited. Especially, you know, start of the season, you know, playing a caliber team of Center Grove. And we came out and, you know, we didn't execute the bunt very well at the beginning. And they took off and was stealing on us and kind of just caught us a little off guard and not quite ready. And then once we got out, you know, weathered the storm in the first, we settled down and kind of took control of the game.
So now Chloe Gregory and Bo Shelton are the first two Lady Ravens in the home run category. What has it been like to watch them in practice?
It's all these girls. You know, I mean, they're very strong. They're very dedicated. They work all season long. They're strong. The weight rooms helped us tremendously. So, you know, when they, you know, our lineup is dangerous at any time, 1 through 9. And actually, it's about 1 through 12. You know, we got some girls down on the JV team that are hitting home runs too. So you know, it's a good problem to have, and it's contagious too.
Just talking about that explosive lineup, Caroline DeRolf really had a stellar performance there Friday. 2 hits on 4 at-bats, and advanced the runners very well with 3 RBIs. But what did you see with her ability to get the bat on the ball?
Well, Caroline's bat speed's probably the fastest bat speed that we have, exit velocity that we have on the team, and I'll put her up against anybody on this team in that situation to come through. And, you know, she, and for 4 years now, that she's seen the ball very consistency in the entire 4 years. So, you know, it's not surprising to me, but, yeah, somebody that probably hasn't watched a lot of it would understand or would be impressed with how quick her bat is through the zone.
Eliza Finley, she got the call to pitch once again on Friday through 8 complete innings, allowing 6 runs on 11 hits. But how was her pitch control and location really helped benefit the team?
Well, again, you know, she worked ahead to where she wasn't working behind, you know, and that's something that, you know, you need to do when you're playing that caliber of a team, is work ahead and let them swing at your pitches. You know, she only had a couple, 3 strikeouts, I believe, on Friday night. She only had 1 walk, I believe. You know, they were aggressive with the bat, but you know, her and Kylie Ryan's working very well together and kept them off balance with off-speed pitches, and we worked out and up, and you know, and she hit her location. She hits her spots. You know, good things happen.
Now, a big stat to point out once again, your team has had 29 hits through these past couple of games. What have you seen from your team offensively in that 2-game stretch?
Well, I think we're seeing the ball very well so far. You know, especially the other night, we made great adjustments in the Center Grove game. They were pitching outside away from us the entire night. We were hitting the ball to right field. Chloe Gregory's home run inside the Parker came from her hitting the ball the opposite side of the field when we're taking the ball where it was pitched. And that's something that we, you know, we talked about last year. We didn't quite get it done. And this year, you know, they've made adjustments already early, which is good to see.
Not only is your team striving offensively with the bats, but defensively making the smart throws. Not too many errors throughout those first couple of games, but how has that smart throws and putouts really been affecting the team?
Well, I'll put this team up pretty much against anybody. I mean, their defense is they're athletic, they're smart, they understand the game. The Center Grove game, I told them tonight at practice, you know, we won the ball game because of our defense. We were in position Friday night. Our pitcher was backing up third on a bad throw, and they tried to score, and we threw her out. Our right fielder, Lily Coffle, was in a position to back up a throw coming into second base that would have went over to the right field fence in the gap if we weren't in position to make that play. And just those little things like that are going to make it, you know, could determine the outcome of the ball game, and we were in position to make them plays. And like I told him, you know, we're going to make mistakes. That's not what I'm mad about. I'm mad, let's make sure we're in position to recover from our mistakes. And you know what? They're listening to what we're saying, and it's working.
Well, that's the end of our first segment here with Coach Davis. But when we come back, we'll take a look at the preview of what this week has to offer for Arabian softball. You'll listen to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
It's so good to have high school sports fans back in the stands this year, isn't it?
I couldn't agree more. We've missed their cheers, their energy, their spirit, and their support.
When you buy a ticket to high school athletic events, you're not only supporting your school's athletic department, you're also supporting your school's second classroom.
That's because the court, the gym, and the pool are where student-athletes learn valuable life lessons that will guide them the rest of their lives.
From teamwork and time management to responsibility and respect, I'm Brian Lewis, a proud Jasper Wildcat.
And I'm Robert Falkins, a South Bend LaSalle Lion. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
We're also both educators, so we know firsthand that high school sports aren't just about winning and losing. They're about learning and growing, too.
So, buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events and support the education of teens in your community.
This is supporting your school. This is supporting your community. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show. Coach Davis back with us once again. Now just taking a look with this very busy scheduled week for the Lady Arabian softball squad. But you have a minimum of four games, potentially could see five if everything goes your way. But how does your team adjust and prepare for 4 to 5 games in 1 week?
We're deep. You know, I got a lot of players that I'm not afraid to put in the ball game. We'll see some of them probably tomorrow night getting some playing time that didn't get to see the field as long as some of the others to help. But we had 35 girls come out for our program this year, which is extremely well. And all the girls are very dedicated. And so that helps. Tomorrow night, you know, we'll get started with Shenandoah and then come back with the conference game on Wednesday, and then we get a couple days off to put some ice on and get ready for the big showdown on Saturday.
But as you mentioned there, you start off tomorrow night traveling over to Shenandoah. But what can you expect from a team like Shenandoah?
Well, the caliber of competition that they play I'm sure they got a new coach this year, and the girls were probably bought in to what he's telling them, and they'll be competitive. That's one thing about the teams in this area. It seems like that they always are very competitive.
Now, as you mentioned, your team's first home game on Wednesday happens to be your first conference game of the season against Delta. How crucial is starting the conference season off with a bang?
Well, that's a goal. Our goal is conference. So it starts Wednesday. So, we got to be ready, be focused, and come out and just play Arabian softball. We do that, things will take care of itself.
Now, Saturday, your team hosts the annual Horseshoe Classic. Now, it brings in some of the best teams in the state of Indiana, such as Decatur Central, Lake Central, Center Grove, and much more. How does a tournament of this level and caliber help your team?
Well, it gets you ready for, the tournament. Unfortunately, it's so early in the season. Because you got to play competition, especially after you get out of the sectional. You got to play multiple games, sometimes multiple games in a day, and at high caliber teams, and it gets you ready for that. It's a little early for that, but we gauge it to see where we're at. I like the competition. I think it does good for the girls, puts them in that pressure situation, and they get excited about it. You beat Lake Central, Center Grove, Decatur Central, all those teams have won state championships. And when you beat them, it does a lot for your program and your kids' confidence.
So a large number of your key returning seniors, what do you want to see from this senior class in this final season?
I just want them to compete, go out. They're a great group of kids. They've worked hard. I want to see them be successful. That's where I want to. It's time. I think our last sectional championship maybe was 2018. I think 17. Get back to the winning ways and get that sectional here, bring it home, and see how far we can go.
Although you have a lot of seniors, you have a few returning underclassmen this season, and a lot of them and shine in different aspects on the field. What do you expect to see out of them just trying to step up in some bigger roles and fill the loose gaps?
Well, the junior class is big. There's probably 11 juniors in our program, all very talented, all can play. And they push the seniors. And like I said, if somebody would get hurt or somebody's not around, I'm not afraid to take one of them juniors and put them in. But them being around, being part of it, Us being successful will make them grow and help for the future.
So now, speaking of seniors, Haley Brunemer is already impressing many as she's up for the Indy Star Softball Player of the Week. How has she benefited the team so far this season?
Well, you know, Haley, you know, she's a great kid. You know, she's been on the varsity. This will be her third year. She's played, and she plays at a very high level, and she's long and lanky, and having her around and doing the things that she's doing now is great, because it's going to lead the other girls in to giving them confidence. Plus, it's going to be their time too. You know, I mean, it's a cycle. You know, Haley come out of the gate on fire first. There's going to be somebody else next week, and somebody after that the week after.
So now you, Coach Davis, have many accomplishments as a team and individual, but what do you want to accomplish with this group the most this season?
I just want them to be successful. You know, I want to win. I want them to win. I want them to have fun, because, you know, they're going to take this with them the rest of their lives.
So today was your first of three practices this week. So how was your team how did your team practice today?
Well, we tried to get smarter. You know, we didn't actually really practice a whole lot. We did some hitting, but we tried to get smarter. And that was a couple things that we seen in the first two outings that we didn't do well. Tried to get them to understand the terminology and what needed to happen other than what we did. You know, we worked on some bunting situations, defensively, and we worked on some running things that I think will help us going forward.
Talk today was more of a fundamental focus in a sense, but what do you want this team to really build off and improve the most this week alone?
This week alone, you know, it's hard to build from what we've already did, but, you know, to come together. You know, I would say that would probably be one of the things that we want to make sure that we get the chemistry right, you know, because chemistry will go a long ways. I'd much rather have a team with great chemistry than a team with a bunch of talented girls that don't have very good chemistry.
So what makes this group of girls unique compared to maybe, say, some of the other teams you've been able to coach?
Well, a lot of them have been around. You know, a lot of them have been around me. A lot of them have been around the program. I mean, they all been through the program, but a lot of them have been on the varsity for 3 years too. So, you know, with them being there, seeing it, understanding where we're at, knowing what we do, knowing how we run practices, you know, all that does is let them lead and show everybody else what to do. So it just makes us that much stronger since they've been around so long.
Well, Coach Davis, thank you for joining me today, and good luck in the rest of your week.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
But when we come back, Jacob was able to catch up with the athletic director, Mr. Chad Smith, earlier this morning for a final segment of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. Yes, on the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Are you looking to expand your client base? Needing more people to know about your business? Consider becoming an underwriter for 91.7 WEEM. Your sponsorship helps the student broadcasters of Pendleton Heights gain valuable skills and experience. WEEM has a rich tradition of community involvement that wouldn't happen without the support of our underwriters. More information is available from Christian Ruggles at 765-778-2161, extension 6095, or at christianruggles at smcsc.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Our veterans put everything on the line to protect our freedom. We may never be able to repay them for their sacrifice, but we can show them just how much we appreciate all they've done. You can help by simply sharing your time, lending a warm smile, a supportive hand, or a sympathetic ear to someone who needs it. Everyone can do something to make veterans know just how much we appreciate their service. Please visit www.volunteer.va.gov. What will you do?
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This is the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEM. Joining me for the final segment on our first spring show, also making his third appearance as athletic director, Mr. Chad Smith. Hey, Mr. Smith, thank you for joining me.
No problem. Do I get anything for being on three times?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's so, like Saturday Night Live when they give away the five-time host jacket.
So five-time host jacket?
Yeah. You never heard of
to
that?
Who? No.
Oh, yeah. Check that out. Oh. I guess I'm old, so. But anyway, just to start out, what are you most looking forward to in these springtime sports?
Cooperation from the weather. That's always the big key for the whole season is getting some cooperation from the weather. It's miserable at the start of the year. Our kids are out there in temperatures that are not ideal to be competing in, but that's just the nature of the beast, and our student athletes know that. They're used to it by now, but you know, you always need cooperation from the weather. But it's hard to pick something you're most excited about, and mainly you're just excited about being back outside. Mm-hmm. Going back to the weather again, that weather turning and getting some of the warmer temperatures, and then that makes it more fun to compete in. But we're just excited to have the opportunity to compete in the spring and looking for those temperatures to warm up. And we've got several teams that have got some question marks that I'm looking forward to see if we can answer those or not.
So how ready are you to see Bill Stout Field and Legends Field fill up with fans once again this year?
Well, it's like I said, it's exciting to be outside. Mm-hmm. We've got to experience that through the winter a little more than we had in the previous year and a half or so. And so we're excited about that, to have fans the opportunities to be back outside and jamming those fence lines down the foul lines in the lawn chairs and up on the hill, looking over into the baseball field. Those are always great views. And we're excited about the opportunity. We'll be hosting the softball sectional. So that's always something that you take a lot of pride in when you're able to show off your facility and put on a good tournament. So we're excited about that in softball as well.
So I remember back in our wintertime show, I asked you, like, you know, what was your daily routine as an athletic director? You said, you know, every day is a little bit different. Does the same thing kind of apply for the springtime?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. I think you probably keep a bigger eye on weather. In the winter, you kind of take the long-term approach, like, are there any snowstorms coming I might want to start making plans for? But here in the spring, you basically get up every day and let's say, what's the timing on the rain today? And are we going to be able to have a field ready? And I give our coaches are amazing in what they do to get their field ready, baseball and softball wise. Coach Vosburgh and Coach Davis do an excellent job, and we're fortunate enough in softball too to have a tarp that, you know, with a smaller field you can get a tarp that covers the majority of it, and so we have a better chance of playing softball games than we do playing baseball. But they do a great job of getting those ready. But you mainly look at the weather. I get up every day and that's the first thing I do, is look at the weather, take a look at it before I go to bed, and hope they're wrong and wake up the next day to see if they're right.
So speaking of the coaches, Coach Vosburgh is in his second season coaching the boys varsity baseball team. Coach Davis has been here for, well, several years coaching softball. And you also got coaches such as Coach Coggins for track. But what do you love and enjoy the most about working with these coaches?
Well, I love, I love our continuity that we have and the consistency that we have. I think if you look, we don't have a lot of turnover at coaching spots, and that's usually an indication of the school corporation that you work for. People want to work here. And then your athletic department, it's usually an indication that people want to coach in our athletic department. And I'm proud of that we don't have to search for coaches. You know, one of the hardest coaches to find are tennis and golf. And we did have to Hunter Cook is now our new boys coach, but that was the first change there. And that wasn't because the previous coach didn't want to do it anymore. It was out of necessity for his professional career. So we got a new golf coach in Hunter Cook. And then in tennis, Royce Hamill I don't have anything in front of me. I cannot remember exactly what year, but he's been here a long time. And that doesn't happen in tennis. So we're real thrilled that we have him leading our tennis program, and Coach Coggins is starting to gain experience in track. When he started, he was not real experienced as a head coach, and now he's starting to do that. Coach Vosburgh is moved up, and we're I'm trying to figure out if we still classify him in his second or third season, because he was going to take over in that COVID year, and that was unfortunate for him. And then
And then Coach Davis is, you know, mentioned he's been here a while and has done a great job with softball. And I don't know the numbers exactly, but I know that he is, I don't think it'll happen this year, but he's real close to becoming the all-time winningest coach in softball. So, but I think that's probably something that'll happen next year, unless we go undefeated this year. Maybe that'll change. I don't know.
So a couple of people you work with in the office every day. Of course, you got Mr. Ritz, which I believe is our first time we've mentioned his name on the show. And we also got your athletic secretary, Mrs. Harvey. What do you like working with those two every day?
Well, it's a, once again, the consistency, the continuity that we have. We have developed quite a relationship in there that is a very good working relationship. And I, you know, I cannot speak enough about either one of them. I would go on all day about both those individuals. They're good to work with. They're great family people. That's one of the things that's important to me. And we work well with each other's so that we don't miss family time. And that's difficult in this job. So very fortunate that I have both of them. And you know, I will take Mrs. Harvey and I will put her up against anybody in that position in the state of Indiana, if not the United States of America. She is the best. And as what all you kids now say, the GOAT, she is the GOAT of the athletic secretaries. No question.
Good to hear that. Now, one more question before I let you go. Back when you were in high school, did you play any sports in the spring?
Nah, that was a long time ago. You know what? I was a two-sport athlete, and probably to this, and this is what, if anybody, you know, any of our athletes are listening, to this day, I still regret that I did not play. I played baseball my entire life, and then when I got to high school, I decided I wanted to take on a broadcasting career, and I wanted to get some broadcasting experience in play-by-play before I went to college, and so I gave up baseball, and to this day I regret not playing baseball. I miss out on an opportunity to play for a great coach, and I experienced him in football. He was, many probably don't remember, but Coach Stout was a assistant football coach, so I still got that experience. But one of the greatest ever. I wish I would have played baseball. So played football and played basketball, did not, took the spring off to help Weem here and do some play-by-play baseball and softball.
Well, Mr. Smith, pleasure talking to you once again. Thank you for joining me.
No problem.
Baseball is back in action tomorrow night as Ian Stevens and Cove Ritchie are on the call. The Ravens host the Yorktown Tigers for their second conference meetup of the season. Look to end a three-game skid and get that first victory of the season. First pitch at 6 o'clock with the Ravens Sports Network pregame show beginning at 5:45. Now that will do it for this evening's show. We appreciate all you listeners that tuned in for our first spring show, and we wish you all a good night. For Ian Stevens, I am Jacob Festmeyer. This was the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM.